Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2, Episode 17. As the rocket ship Nausgard careens off course from being struck with a blast-off chain that Commander Train suddenly released, we now move to the Bridge of the Vanguard, where we find there's a surprising lack of interest in the fate of their sister-slash-brother ship.
I'm sure the Nausgard will be fine, or whatever. Ensign Zinn, find Lieutenant Lindley a uniform that fits so that he doesn't wander around the ship wedged weirdly into Cadet Billy's uniform.
Actually, Commander, I remember specifically that at the Space Force Academy, we learned to dress ourselves.
Ensign?
Yes, Commander.
Lieutenant Lindley, are you still in sick bay?
Yes, Commander.
Is Cadet Billy still enjoying his coma?
I'm afraid so, Commander.
Well, have you tried slapping him in the face repeatedly?
I wouldn't dare. Cadet Billy is scary now. Dr. DeLesion grew horns on his head. They're asymmetrical, but still alarming.
Do you plan to have any role on this crew, Lindley? Ensign Flobber, give me a teledisplay of sickbay.
Yes, Commander. There you go, Commander.
Why is smoke pouring from your console, Ensign?
Sorry, Commander. I guess it's just one of those days when sandwich crumbs ignite suddenly.
Eating at your station again?
Not on purpose, Commander. Oh, look at that. Lieutenant Lindley was right. Cadet Billy has grown horns. And there's Lieutenant Lindley. His shirt's not all tucked in.
Stop talking, Flobber. Ensign Zinn, give Billy's horns a tug. Maybe twist them. A little harder. They ought to come off if you pull hard enough.
Sorry, Commander. These horns really are part of his head now.
Oh, well. We'll have to worry about that later. You and Lindley head down to the engine room. Ensign Flobber, put out that console fire. And not with another half sandwich.
We'll leave Commander Train on the smoking, sparking bridge and now join Ensign Zinn and Lieutenant Lindley in the engine room.
So, we're checking the status of the engines, huh? Well, they sound pretty good, don't they?
I'm not sure if they sound better or worse than usual. What does the engineering manual say?
I don't think the manual has any idea how the engines sound.
You know, maybe Cadet Billy's uniform would fit you just fine, Lieutenant. What do you suppose that flashing red light means?
I'm not sure. Actually, that's not true. I have no idea at all. But it's giving me a headache. Could you maybe see how to turn it off?
Sure. I'll look in the index under H for headache light. No, why don't you look it up while I try to see what that clanking noise is? Well, if it isn't Eugene 2000 banging a wrench on an oxygen tank for no reason.
It's not for no reason. I like the sound, and it helps me think.
It's an awful sound, and now I have two headaches.
How about instead you help us check the engine status? You're an android. Something useful must have been stuffed into your head.
Sorry, Ensign. I'm busy thinking about something else.
What?
Commander Train told me not to say. Oh, it's too much work to hold it in. She wants me to compose a credible news story about how the dead Martian ambassador to Earth brought himself back to life. I've been trying, but now I'm exhausted from the effort.
What? That's ridiculous. You're just lazy, even worse than Phil, our old used android that... Wait a minute. You swapped bodies with the real Eugene 2000, didn't you, Phil? Didn't you?
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Eugene 2000 say...
No, I didn't.
We'd like to thank our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Davis G. Hill, Ann Porter, Kevin Decker, and Tony Flynn. Today's episode was written by Tony Flynn. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises.